When you share with somebody, something changes the identity of the person. This person will become attached to you or what you do for all life. And what you share is the same concept. Contribute to other human beings, they becoming more in power of their self. They go out, they create their own way to bring abundance. At the same time, you will remain in their mind, their spirit, in everything, and you will connect forever with this kind human being.
This episode is brought to you by our sponsor, Ninja Prospecting, the outreach team that makes cold connections feel warm and real. If you're tired of spammy DMs and the generic LinkedIn messages that go nowhere, Ninja Prospecting flips the script. They help coaches, consultants, and service-based business owners spark real conversations through strategic, human-first outreach. No bots, no fluff, just honest, data-backed messaging that sounds like you and actually gets replies. Talk to my friend Adam Packard and his team. Whether you want to do it yourself, get guidance, or fully hand it off, they've got you covered. Head over to ninjaprospecting.com and schedule a chat with Adam. Be sure to mention you heard about it right here on the Business Superfans podcast. If you're ready to get started, join their free community at school, skool.com/ninja prospecting-7704 to maximize your connections and make the right new ones.
But I am the world's biggest super fan.
You're like a super fan.
Welcome to the Business Superfans Podcast. We will discuss how establishing business superfans from customers, employees, and business partners can elevate your success exponentially. Learn why these advocates are a key factor to achieving excellence in the world of commerce. We discuss the invaluable insights of business owners who have successfully implemented the strategies in the book to build their own team of devoted superfans. Gain insightful knowledge from the experts who create applications that help you create passionate superfans. This is the Business Superfans Podcast with your host, Freddie D.
Hey, superfans, superstar, Freddie D here. In this episode 131, we're joined by Dr. Jacopo Lazeglio, CEO of Luxury and Wealth Group. From his early beginnings in Naples, Italy, Jacopo's entrepreneur spirit was sparked at just 11 years old, inspired by books on real estate and business. Though an early soccer career was cut short by injury, he quickly pivoted to entrepreneurship, launching a jewelry chain at 18 and then diving into real estate, where he built a reputation for mastering auctions and short sales. With over 350 real estate transactions in Florida and a PhD in international business management, Jacopo combines academic insight with hands-on experience. He has developed the MPBE method, meditate, morning prayer, biohacking, and exercise, a practice that fuels both his business and personal success. His book, Healthy, Rich, and Happy, captures his transformative approach. We're thrilled to dive into his story, his method, and his vision for helping others achieve wealth, health, and fulfillment. Welcome, Jacopo, to the Business Superfans Podcast. We're excited to have you here today. You and I had a great conversation. We both have a background in Europe, so it's good to connect a little bit. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. We finally find the solution, Freddy, and everything is working correctly now.
Ah, very good. So, Jacopo, let's go back to the beginning, and what's your backstory?
The backstory, Freddy, I grew up in a loving family from Napoli, where I'm coming from, with a lot of joy. Your background is from France. We grew up with a lot of love, not everybody, but in general. I started to live my life with this love. From 7 years old until 17 years old, I tried to become a professional soccer, leave my house to 14 years old to 17 years old to play professional in some club over here in Italy. And after my dreams finish, I need to reinvent myself at 18 years old. And I reinvent myself in the space where more creativity you need to bring reality in life. And I started to becoming a business owner because I see the power and the energy of the business owner they have when they create something. And I'm becoming in love to becoming who I am right now. Now I am an investor in real estate, a serial entrepreneur, author, and I have an editorial in Forbes Italy where I communicate through my editorial every month related to business. I interview billionaire and multimillionaire to understand and share with the people the mind of a really successful human being.
Wow, what a story. I mean, yeah, we have similar backgrounds, except that you stayed in Europe for a lot longer. I left when I was 2 months old and I didn't have any say in the matter, but I can appreciate your story and where you're coming from. So let's talk a little bit more about how did you get started in business and what really motivated you to go in that direction after European football. For our audience, it's called football in the rest of the world. The United States calls it soccer.
Yeah, I need to change my life multiple times. At 17 years old, I have this big injury where completely change in my life. I need to reinvent myself. And how reinvent myself? I starting to understand these four pillars now working perfect in my life. I started to research, I grow, I do action, and now I am in the phase of contribution. What this means, at 18 years old, I tell to my family, hey, I would love to becoming a doctor. I take my PhD in economy, but I want to create more. I want to be independent because I have this desire. This desire is coming really from young age. Around 11 years old, I already read a lot of books based on business, entrepreneur, and not only this kind of people. Two people, they enlighten other human beings, Madre Teresa, San Francisco, you know, name it. I research, I do one course over here in Italy, and I take money from the government, open my first shop, sleep in the second floor of this shop because I need to close the shop because I make the first mistake in business, location, location, location. Ask to my father €8,000 to moving the shop in another position because I'm really 100% sure I will make success with this business because I research. He give me, help me in everything. And from over there, I open more than 20 shop, make this company multimillionaire. And at 22 years old, starting my real estate life through one book. The book is the, you know, Rich Dad Poor Dad from Robert Kiyosaki, where I learned the importance of invest. And now what I do in my life, I invest in real estate. I have six-figure generate cash flow every month, invest in flipping and in business. And I'm in love now to create more and share with people, you know.
Yeah, you've also written a book called Healthy, Rich, and Happy. So let's talk a little bit about that because it looks like a point where you've reached a certain level that now you're looking to pull other people up. And that's what successful people do is once they reach that pinnacle, they turn around and start looking at who can they help pull up as well.
Yeah, Freddie, I believe in the four phases how I shared before. And contribution is the most important because when you contribute to other human beings, technically you receive love because in reality, we want love, nothing else. You know, people, they want attention. People, they want this form of attention like in reality is love. And the book is coming from this because I believe in the divine, whatever you want to call, whatever, if you are Catholic, Jewish, whatever. Muslim, I believe in one God, and when God gives you something in your life, your obligation is to share. The book is for this reason. All the money from this book I donate with one association I already work called Hermano della Calle. They help homeless to have another time dignity. I give to them some my asset with low price to help them. I believe in what they do for this reason, and I make money, and I love it. And the book is really a combination of two parts. I don't believe anymore in create only external, but I believe now in create external like an obligation. For this reason, I create this book where I assemble four pillars I utilize every day until I will die. Meditation, morning, pray, biohacking, and exercise. Connect with business. What this means, what I see now in my stage of my life. I have 41 years old now. It's so important to have better result, a better quality of life, to starting to create from internal and go external. Before in my life, I have only the ambition to create external because I have a lot of anger coming from really loving a family with normal position, economic position, but I have a lot of economic part missing in my young age. And for this reason, I want this kind of thing. And now I achieve, I understand it's not really only this, but if you build before something inside, everything will come in more easily. And when you have the down will be more easy to go up with this technique, you know?
Sure. Yeah, because I've gone through some challenges myself in my life. In my 20s, I owned a bunch of real estate. I owned apartment buildings in Chicago. And through some unfortunate circumstances, I lost all of that stuff. And I didn't know what I didn't know in business, because I was a tech guy that was taking his money, because I got into the computer industry really when it began. So I was making some good money. I took that money and I read the similar books and stuff and I invested it, but I didn't protect myself properly. Unfortunately, there was a tragedy that happened and that cost me to lose all those buildings. I picked myself back up and rebuilt myself. And that's what you're really talking about. Life is not going to be a smooth line. People always think that, oh, wow, they became successful overnight. They forget all the face plants that we went, hit the ground, and all the challenges that we've gone through. And it's perseverance. And one of the things I wrote in my book is people will crawl through broken glass for appreciation and recognition. And that's something you were talking about in a different way, but I'm relating it is the fact that if you start appreciating people and recognizing people, magic happens, because all of a sudden they're empowered, the fact that you recognize them. And that's how you start creating super fans, that they'll go out of their way to do something extra for you because of the fact that you took the time to recognize them.
I think you really share one point important for humanity, and you tell with a really beautiful word, and the one word includes all this word is really contribution. How you explain correctly, when you contribute to other people's life, they becoming your fan, and they will share your message, but is one person really shared with me something beautiful. You know, last week I have the pleasure to speak with Hal Herold, you know, the creator of Miracle Morning. He's a really nice human being.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he told me something really resonated in my mind. I read a year ago his book, and his book I take the morning and I share with him. And when you share with somebody, something changed the identity of the person. This person will become attached to you or what you do for all life. And what you share is the same concept. Contribute to other human beings, they become more empowered of their self. They go out, they create their own way to bring abundance. At the same time, you will remain in their mind, their spirit, in everything, and you will connect forever with this kind of human being. Give is a part really important of every entrepreneur. And I don't know if you are agree, we have two kind of business people in particular, and I have a lot of experience in this because I do business in Europe, in United States, in Dubai, and I see similarities, this kind of thing. You have two kind of business people or human being, really the egocentric, narcissistic, where the people, they didn't think about until something happening, how you share with them, they feel invincible. I've been in this part up until 28 years old. The second one is the people like you, and I working every day, becoming better. They recognize the importance and becoming contributor from other life and create more for this reason.
Well, you look at, for example, I use this example a lot, but look at Sir Richard Branson. I mean, there's a perfect example where he's not worrying about making sure that the airplane is ready to go. He's playing flight attendant on the airplane. He's playing with the passengers because he's empowered people. And that's what you're really talking about, is he's empowered those people, believes in those people, and they take care of the business, and he can do what he needs to do to become the brand of the business. And so he's working on building up the brand, and everybody else is empowered to run that business. I've worked with some small companies where the owner makes all the decisions. Nobody can make any decisions. They got to come to him. It's like asking dad for permission all the time. And it's like, wait a minute, this doesn't work because you can't grow. You can't grow your business because it's contained. And it's only that person has the authority. And that just creates a negative environment, where the other one, which you're talking about, is a much more positive and energizing environment.
Yeah, something really important. Now in this life where everything moving so fast, changing with a lot of innovation, a lot of creation, people that create more relationship, they will be succeed in the next 5-10 years if they add the relationship part be on top of the new technology. And I believe really in this, because to have the fortune to be friend with a lot of wealthy human being, and not only wealthy from the economic part, but too for the inside part, I have the possibility to understand now that the market where it's going. Last week, I've been in one big event in Paris in Viva Technology, where I speak with people that create something beautiful in the world. And the message is the same. Whatever is happening with AI technology and everything will bring us really fast in the next couple of years, 5 years. But at the same time, the person create good networking, really open, really clear, will be somebody will succeed more, because we will lose in one way through all this technology, the part about a connection, but at the same time, the good connection, the valuable, we create more in environment of technology. You know?
Sure, it's relationships at the end of the day. When I was selling in the technology space for 3 decades, my success was the relationships I had. My customers, I turned them into what I call super fans. My customers would refer me to other manufacturing shops saying, hey, these guys could use the technology you have. Or I would get a phone call from somebody and says, hey, Jack says I need to buy this stuff because we're doing work with them right now. What's it cost me? How fast can you get it here? And that was the sale because of the relationships. That's the game changer.
Share with me, friend, how is your way to create this super fun. You have been in technology for the majority of your time. You invest in real estate, and you have like 2 different kind of work, because real estate is basic number plus a little bit of creativity. Technology is a little bit different. The technology is really unknown. How you create the super fun through your book?
Well, one of the things is recognizing and giving recognition and appreciation. People don't use the word thank you enough. And I think that's very important to say someone did an extra effort. It's one thing to say, okay, Jacopo, thank you so much. I really appreciate the work that you did on this particular project. Yeah, you feel great. Versus, hey, team, I want to take a minute to recognize Jacopo for the things that he contributed, because he helped us win this particular project. Now you're fired up because it's in front of your peers. Your peers are fired up because they go, wow, he actually recognizes everybody else. So everybody's going to level up a whole nother level of business, because you create that energy. You know, it's like when I was running distributors in different countries, I set up 60 resellers in different parts of the world. Most people will recognize the distributorship, but they were independent people. They could sell 12 different software products. So what I did different, because I read a lot of the books, similar books that you did, is I would also recognize the salesperson and a tech person at that distributorship. So not only did I recognize the distributorship, I actually recognized the people that were selling my technology. And so that motivated everybody else in that distributorship saying, wow, he actually recognized, because everybody else did the opposite. They just recognized, here's the award for top sales for the distributorship. I went, here's the award for the distributorship. And by the way, John over here, or whatever his name was, thank you so much. And here's your award, because you're the guy that sold the most of the stuff for the gal. And that's how you transform people, because then all the other distributors see that, all the other people see that, then everybody elevates their game because you express gratitude to the right people for the things that they're doing for you.
If I understand correctly, technically you recognize the main character and at the same time all the people in the chain in front of the peer to motivate them when they obtain correct result.
Yes.
Good strategy.
So let's go into a little bit more of the things that you're doing with the real estate. How does that work? Because I know you've written a book, you've talked about some of the real estate. What is it that you do and how are you creating super fans of the things that you're doing in business?
In reality, until now, somebody buy and sell without create the super fan. What it means is you have two kind of human beings in business really working with the number. I believe in the super fan will come in when you create something really unique. Real estate is something important for me because how utilize real estate, I utilize with three techniques. I am specializing, I do more than 355 flipping in the United States. I specialize in flipping. I generate and create cash flow from multifamily, the same story you have. I invest in the land opportunity. I have a clear strategy I share with a lot of people to if a lot of investors they don't want, how acquire land situated in area and modify the density of the land to obtain 5 or 10x in the next 3-5 years. And it's a strategy a lot of savvy investors they do. If I want to share with you, the only fan of people I create is through my broker company, because I have a broker company in the luxury space, where I connect with a lot of wealthy people. I dedicate to the investment part, but my team is dedicated to for the real estate part. It means a brokerage, the product, property from 2 million up a big number. And this is because it is relationship driving. Means they know me, they connect with me, and from over there I create this environment where relationship bring me opportunity. But because every entrepreneur need to go at the next step, what they do, they achieve some form of success, and they becoming too much comfortable, or they don't know how to bring their mind at the next level. I now recognize the importance to create the fun, how you share. How now I will create is in two ways. I have a big project now to work with different cities in Florida, where I create a model of real estate, where people that will live inside this model of real estate, they will have not only a place to sleep, but a place to create their energy through all the technique I explain in the book, meditation, pray, different kind of device I use in the biohacking. The second one is through Forbes, where I told you before the communication through the Forbes, where every month in Italy I come out with an article where I want to create this connection with entrepreneur, where in September we'll create this community called the Next Signal with my partner, the owner of Forbes, billionaire Danilo Iorvolino, where we share this community, where the people inside the community, they will receive opportunity and create this environment where entrepreneur and business people, they will work together to bring result. At that time, where I realized these two important things, I will really satisfy in the way to create the fun community. Right now, the investment part is a number driving, and the only fun I create in the cash flow business is to give something more to the people live inside my multifamily, where they feel their property, their house, they stay inside the property for more years. The two projects will be related to number, plus there will be major connection with humanity.
I appreciate that, because what you're doing is you're really helping people get the life that they're looking for, and at the same time, you're creating opportunity for the partners that you are working with. At the end of the day, what you're doing is you're creating a system where everybody's winning. So the investors that you work with are getting something out of it. The people that are into the project, they're getting something out of it. And you're the facilitator of making all that stuff happen. Let's go back to the book a little bit And how did you come up with your four pillars?
I come out because normally, how you know better, how you shared before, Freddy, this is like all my life, but in the book it's not all my life, it's all my idea and all my action. What it means, in 2021, think about I have really movement life. What it means, I was shared, I live in Miami for 7 months, no street. What it means, I coming every three months and a half in Italy, because I told you I have all my family. And at that time, I have COVID. I really passed through this kind of emotion really easily, because I have these four pillars. And I started to think about how is important to go through different situations where, for example, something happening in your life for business, something happening in your life, somebody die. Normally you will be sad, but if you have something to work every day, the good routine, you will come out from, I call different situation, with energy. For this reason, I come out with these four pillars, because starting many, many years ago, I realized the importance to wake up early. The early morning from 4:35 up to 2 p.m. is the moment where I have more creativity, and I dedicate all the time for creativity in this specific part of my day. And the meditation coming from many, many years ago, when I am in the low point of my life, 28 years old, more than 20 shop from 0 to 20, becoming really narcissistic, egocentric human being, where I feel everything I touch becoming gold, and how life brings you every time something different. At that time, the market started to slow down in jewelry space and in real estate. I achieved the wealth part, I starting to see my face in the mirror and feel nothing in my heart. Through the meditation, because I see one my friend, I learned the importance to meditate. I started to meditate through one book, meditation through one example of my friend have beautiful smile energy. Pray, because coming from a Catholic background, but I'm not attached to any kind of Catholic, I believe in God, unique God for everybody. I started to utilize and understand activation prayer. Means I grew up with my grandfather and my grandmother, beautiful human being, where they teach me before to go to sleep and in the morning to pray to God, but without clarity. Now I share in the book how is important, it's not coming from me, from university, I take all this information, where how is important to do two things in life. When you pray, pray with intention to give to somebody. Remember the big book in the different religion talking about give and you will receive. What I do every day in the morning, I give. I pray to somebody to give me energy during the day. And after I ask with clarity. Clarity means have intention of what I want to do during the day. I visualize and I connect and I tell, okay, today, to go at the next step, I ask four questions really important. For what I am grateful, what give me serenity, what give me joy, what give me passion, and the most important, which kind of action I possible do today to bring my business at the next level and to create something not only for limited human beings, but for billion people. And this one starting to resonate in my mind. This is the other pillar. And after I utilize different device, because I am a biohacker, I've been in Austin 3 weeks ago before Paris, where I interviewed Dave Asprey, Naveen Jain, and other people, and I've been over there. And exercise the most important. These four pillars is coming in everybody in 2021, but it's coming from all my experience of my life. Because I combine everything together, I utilize for many years, I achieve this and I connect the real estate part because I'm becoming wealth to the real estate business. In reality, real estate is the more easily business if you understand the math. Because the math never make mistake. Who make mistake is the human being, and they want to understand better of the number. In reality, number is working perfectly. And for this reason, I'm really connected with real estate. These two parts coming in 2021, And in 2024 December, I come out with this book, becoming bestseller in Amazon. And I have the honor to be endorsed from three people. One is my best friend, the billionaire, create this beautiful company, the most important university in Europe, from my same city, Napoli. The other two, they are two major players in real estate business. I'm really honored because where I coming from, if somebody told me at this age you will do all this kind of thing, I never think about. But when you don't see your back by seeing your future, you will moving fast and you will enjoy life, you know.
Oh, absolutely right. I as well, sometimes I get up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I get into the computer and my head's clear, and boom, I'm coming up with stuff. But 3 o'clock in the afternoon, not so much, because you're running out of gas at that point in time. But you bring up another thing, you have intention. So what you're talking about is with your four pillars, you create intention, and you also manifest stuff. I really believe in that, because you focus on something and the energy will help you achieve it if you really put it in your subconscious. The brain, while you're sleeping and everything else, doesn't know the difference. You say you're a multimillionaire, your subconscious says you're a multimillionaire, so you act like one, and things start to change in your life. You start attracting stuff, and that's what you're really talking about, is things come your way. And I've had that happen many times, where I've had sales in the software space when I was working with an interpreting and translation company. We grew that company by $1 million in 1 year. And this is small transactions, because it's a 2-hour interpreting thing for somebody speaking Italian, French to the hospital. But we grew it by $1 million in 1 year in small chunks. So what you say is very powerful.
You know, Freddie, the most important part in our life, and I love to share with the people, they touch my life, friend, other people, and after this podcast, I will love to be in contact with you. I share every day the people, they understand what I share. And intention and resilience is the most important part in our life. Think about something. Without intention, we don't possibly be a good father, good mother, good uncle, good grandfather, whatever is the case. And I detect why it's so important intention. For example, I decide to coming in my city, Napoli, where I have other interest in the jewelry with my father. But in reality, I coming the majority of the time. The main reason is to see my nephew, my family, and everybody. Now, without the clear intention to my schedule, in my day, in my life, and I know this love will create other love with my nephew because I take care about him. The same with business. I put in my mind to becoming financial free for some age, at 28 years old, I already have achieved form of success. Well, from the wealthy part of the business. And after I'm moving forward, and now, like, if you have a clear intention every day to what you want to do, and now, because I am a man, now what this means, I really analyze the 12 aspects of my life to have more energy. What this means, I don't create only in business. Now I create a relationship, I create in friendship, I create in love, I create a career, because without the 12 aspects in our life, we becoming something good in only one part. And with age, because age is not means it, but it means see something happening around you. You lost somebody, you realize, wow, the time is passing. But when you create the 12 aspects, you becoming more powerful, more connect, and more clear with intention. And the second word, be resilient, is the most important in my life and the life of everybody through something really difficult. And the resilience arrived in me when I have a really young age, because how I explain with you, I work really hard from 7 years old until 17 years old. And my coach told me one word, you are the most resilient guy in the team. This resilient word remaining with me, and bringing me every time I go down, every day I feel, wow. With this method, I bring another time energy in my life to go in the direction of the 12 aspects of my life to be in harmony. I don't call any more balance, but harmony.
Very well said, because life happens, and you're going to need to pick yourself back up, and you got to brush yourself off, and you got to shake your head a little bit and go, okay, move forward. And that's really the resilience you're talking about. Like I say, I've made money, I've lost money, and life happens. And you have to keep moving forward, because as long as you keep moving forward, you haven't lost. So that's where the resilience needs to come in. And that's very important for anybody in business, because life happens. And you can't control some of the things in life, but you can control how you react to them.
And I believe we have the power, and we need to create the power, because something I share with your audience and with you, and I know the people that will listen to this podcast, they will connect with this. For example, I have my beautiful nephew. He has 3 years old. When I talk to him, I put myself in the same position of him, and I tell, hey, we want to go to play soccer, football for the American. Let's go. Now, when we go to life, people, they started to lose this energy because something happening in their life. Lost, sadness, marriage. If you have something inside you to recreate your energy every day, and I believe in this. I believe when I go to sleep and close my eyes, I pray to the divine, whatever you want to believe, and tell, hey, recharge my battery. I know this day is not go how I want, but I believe in you and give me the next day the power to moving forward. And after I utilize the 4 pillars, my energy becoming another time powerful, because when you have the battery, you put the battery to recharge, it's the same. If you don't move in your body, if you don't do exercise, if you don't think the correct thought, you will not have the correct action because you don't have the energy. Now I create from this part, from this position in my life, the external part, but with intention, resilient, and create the energy.
Well said. So, Giacomo, as we kind of come towards the end here, how can people find you?
Freddy, first of all, I need to ask something to you and to your audience. It's important for me really to buy the book. I don't have any economic interest in the book. The book is only for one main reason. I help this association, how I share with you, Hermano de la Calle. These people, they help people to have another time dignity. A human being without dignity, they are nothing. And they bring these people dignity. And for me, it's important. And plus, I believe with all my heart, this book possible change people's life. It's not because it's coming from me. I don't want to be recognized. I don't care about the ego part. I care about really in this moment share something change my life. This method will be working for everybody. Probably the morning you need the working on yourself to decide when is the best part to activate this pillar, but you know, you need to try minimum for 21 days. And the second part, real estate, I believe in real estate. And information is inside. It's not the classic information, but it's the information I take because I'm a pragmatic investor. Remember, I work with number. I don't want people told me, but I want to, hey, show me the proof. I take information from university. And for the real estate part, I share really what I do every day. When people I meet, how are you doing this? How you buy that? Simply, hey, this is the book. Read the book and do all this thing. If it's working for me, it will working for you. The problem is a lot of time people, they want something special. The hot secret is create your energy, do the step of the real estate and working every day in your business. Finding Amazon and will be something really important for me to buy this book and to help this association and the message to send it out.
We'll make sure that that's in the show notes. Thank you again for your time. And it's been a pleasure having the conversation. We'd love to have you on the show down the road again.
For sure, Freddy. I really appreciate your calmness and your peace inside reflect your external world.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What an inspiring conversation with Dr. Jacopo Lazeglio. Today's episode connects perfectly with our first pillar of the Superfans framework, strategize. Align purpose with profitability. That's about clarifying your direction so every decision supports both impact and income. Jacopo reminded us that true wealth isn't just measured in numbers. It comes from building internal strength, living with intention, and aligning your business with contribution. Here's my challenge to you. Take one area of your business this week and ask, does this choice align my purpose with my profitability? When you do, you'll discover clarity that fuels smarter decisions, stronger resilience, and yes, more sustainable success. And remember, one action, one stakeholder, one superfan closer. Until next time, keep building your business superfans. Thank you for listening, and know this, when you do, freedom follows.
We hope you took away some useful knowledge from today's episode of the Business Superfans Podcast. The path to success relies on taking action. So go over to BusinessSuperfans.com and get your hands on the book if you haven't already. Join the accelerator community and take that first step in generating a team of passionate supporters for your business. Join us on the next episode as we continue guiding you on your journey to achieve flourishing success in business.